Hello and welcome to our Christmas Carol service of 2021. My name is Emma. I'm one of the young adults here at PBC. I normally go to the 5:30 service on a Sunday night.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm Anth. I'm a dad. I go to the 10:45 service. I'm pretty pumped about this Christmas service coming up.
Absolutely. Today we have some awesome things coming up. We've got, we're going to be singing some of our favourite carols. We're going to be hearing a little story from the kids.
Yeah.
And there's also lots of good news that will be shared, especially the good news of the birth of Jesus.
Yeah, I was thinking before we get into the carols, I was thinking about this verse.
Mm.
It was written like hundreds of years before Jesus was even born. You know what?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And what does the verse say?
So it's in Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
But it talks about his name and his character and what he's going to do and the good news and stuff like that. That's the Anth version. Let me read you what the actual Bible says. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 says for this, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace." That's good, yeah?
How good is that? So I love that Prince of Peace. Like, I feel like I really need that right now.
Yeah.
So we welcome you to join us for our first carol and come and adore him.
Come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. wonderful counselor, his name shall be everlasting father, his name shall be prince of peace, mighty God, his name shall be
Wow, what a powerful song. I love how the names of Jesus from Isaiah are just included in that version.
Yeah.
Is there anything from those names that stands out to you, Anth?
Oh, to me? Yeah. Like the word wonderful counselor. I don't know if you've ever been to a counselor before, but like some are good and some are okay, you know. And for me, just to think the God, the creator of heaven and earth, is available like 24/7. And that he's actually wonderful counselor, like he's awesome. Like that resonated with me.
Yeah, especially this year it's been such a tough year spending so much time by ourselves in lockdown. Yeah. And so to think that this powerful king, who we can praise, is also our father who we can turn to and who's our counselor is just so encouraging.
I was thinking, you know, last Christmas, it was a bit, you know, it was different. It was like a COVID Christmas.
Yeah.
But like leading up to this Christmas, what's something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to being able to see my family and actually be in the same house with them. On my dad's side, we have quite a big family. And so to be able to catch up with all my cousins and check in and see how they're doing and what they're up to. And of course, that big Christmas lunch is always something I look forward to.
That's good. That's good. Hey, and if you're online, just stop for a sec and think about what you're looking forward to. And if you're sitting with other people, use it as a moment to interact and ask each other, what are you looking forward to for this Christmas and the new year? Hey, all of us at PBC are hoping that what you're longing for Christmas and into the new year, actually comes to fruition, that you would meet with Jesus, you know, the creator of heaven and earth, in a real, tangible way, that you would know that he is like the wonderful counselor, that this coming year would be even better than the year that we've all just had.
I'm into that. All right, well, I'm ready for some more carols. This next carol speaks about the angels coming and singing and bringing the good news of Jesus. But to set the scene, we're going to hear some verses about the angels appearing.
Today's Bible reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in the cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heavens, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born. Offspring of Prince of Peace. Hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to
was an awesome carol, eh? Like, I was just there and I was thinking, imagine, like, there and boom, those angels, like, just pop up and they start singing and they're dancing. Like, that would be a big surprise.
It would be crazy, yeah. Amazing, though. We never heard what you're looking forward to most about Christmas this year.
If you're a dad, you got a few kids. To everyone else, like, you might be going, oh, that sounds a bit lame, but I'm actually looking forward to not going to work and having some sleep in. Mm-hmm. That really floats my boat.
Mm-hmm.
Just to recharge the batteries, especially after it's been a bit of a hectic year.
Mm, it has been. It's definitely not been the year that a lot of us were hoping for.
Mm.
We've had so many ups and downs through COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just really feel that through all of that, God has been sustaining, blessing. Really working through all of it.
Yeah, no, that's it. I think for me, I was reminded this year, you know, that the God is for us and not against us. And I was thinking, Romans 8:28 says, for in all things, God works together for the good of those who love him. And I just think, yeah, even when it seems difficult, that God is still working something good, and he's a good God.
He is, yeah. I know that to be true in my life, and I know I'm not alone in that. There's so many people here at PBC who just have such good news experiences through their life. So that's what we're about to hear, some of those highlights from 2021, the way God's just used this year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, 2021 was a very tough year for me. About 3 months ago, the good news came, and I'm cancer-free, which is what I was hoping for. And also, my hair is growing back.
In 2021, we got engaged, start of the year.
And we got married in 2021.
I got a job that I really, really love, and it's very exciting and an answer to prayer.
This year, God answered our prayers by giving us Lachlan!
This year I finished my HSC, which was really exciting, and it was a stressful time with COVID, but I felt pretty calm. I felt God's peace over me, and I was able to spend more time with him doing devotionals than I would have if I was at school, which was really good.
So coming from Melbourne, having been locked down for the majority of the last 2 years, I'd say the biggest good news highlight of my year has been coming out of lockdown this last time, with the hope that I won't be going into another one.
This year our good news was that we completed our family by adding Eleanor Elizabeth, making Thomas our big brother.
My job was terminated at the beginning of lockdown, and God spoke to me clearly that I needed to pause and to rest and to be in a place of peace. And we were holidaying in Bateau Bay at the time, and we were very blessed to be able to remain there for 3.5 months. And I was able to support my family through the lockdown period, especially Naomi during her HSC. God is good. He knows our needs, and he provides for us in so many ways.
A good news story from my life this year has been experiencing the growth of my faith, which led to the decision to be baptised earlier in the year. And I'm so excited to see the way that God continues to work in my life in the new year.
So this year as a church, we have seen 35 stories of people's lives being significantly transformed by Jesus. And we're celebrating that. 17 of those stories are people making first-time commitments to Christ. My personal good news story, in addition to that, is that I have had the privilege recently of coming alongside a new friend to help her investigate the Bible for the first time. And it's really exciting.
This year has been a really significant part of my journey and my walk with Christ. I've been reminded of the grace of God. I've been reminded of his love and his mercy and his compassion. At our best times and during our worst and darkest times, and now have found PBC and feel welcomed as a part of his family here and able to worship him with others, with like-minded people, and really be embraced in that body of Christ. So I'm reminded that he is always our tower of strength. He is the refuge in the darkest times for anyone, and he's always at work when we're not aware.
God is good. And so we'd love it if you would join us at home in just taking a few moments to recognize one or two of those good news story highlights that have been in your own life this year, and actually then stopping to give thanks to God for those. If you're watching our carol service with others, highly encourage you to hit pause when that question hits your screens and to take time sharing some of those good news highlights with each other, and then together spending time thanking God for the ways that he has been at work in your lives this year. And afterwards, really excited to hand over to Morel and the Kids Church team. But first, let's give thanks. Thank you.
Good news has been having kids back in church and seeing them connect with each other. We've really enjoyed putting together this kids spot for you, so enjoy.
Shepherds lying on a hill, the night was silent, all was still. They watched their flock of grazing sheep and tried hard not to fall asleep. When bright and white an angel came to light the night a fiery flame, the shepherds trembled.
Sing praise to God. Make you leap and sing. Good news for people everywhere. Good news of joy all to share. Good news for God has kept his word. Sent the Savior, Christ the Lord. The one who promised he would send. Is born this day in Bethlehem. Sing praise to God. In cloth, sleeping in a cattle trough. The angel then was joined by more, 6 and 12 and 24, and then too many more to number. Heaven choir, loud as thunder. Sing praise to which echoed in the shepherd's head. Let's go to Bethlehem and see the shepherds all as one agreed. They found the baby where he lay, asleep upon a bed of hay. They told them what the angel said, and Mary smiled. Raised her head, a secret hid there in her eyes, for she was not one bit surprised. So back they went to sheep and hill, no longer silent, hardly still, but singing loud like angels bright. Sing sing praise to God.
Sing praise to God.
And give Him glory.
And give Him glory.
And celebrate.
And celebrate.
His wondrous story.
His wondrous story.
Of love and joy.
That was so cute. Thank you so much to all the kids who got involved. You're amazing. And also to the parents. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, yeah. As a PBC dad, I think it's awesome, mate. Just seeing what God is doing with the young kids all the way up to the teenagers. Like, He's at work here, eh? I think that's great. So I want to wish a Merry Christmas to all the kids in PBC and even to the leaders. Have a great rest this season. And may God do some awesome things for next year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have a bit of a question to ask you, Ed.
Oh, yeah?
What is the biggest surprise you've ever had?
Biggest surprise? Okay. So I might have to stretch out on this couch, like it's a bit of a counselling session. But so a few years ago I was turning 40 and I was thinking, oh, 40, my whole life is like slipping away, I'm getting old.
I can't relate to that.
You can see, I feel the love, like my hair's falling out, whatever. But so I'm thinking, but my wife, awesome, amazing lady, just organises for my sister to fly from New Zealand. And my other sister to fly from Brisbane down, and I hear a knock on the door, and I just open it up, and surprise, so I'm like, whoa. Yeah, so that was awesome.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
Why do you ask?
Yeah, the reason I ask is because I feel like the shepherds that night would have had the biggest surprise by those angels appearing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Which is what our next carol is going to be about. So we're going to be singing the first Noel.
Yeah, good.
Noel, Noel,
Today's Bible reading is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5, and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And this is the Word of God.
Hi, everyone, and wanting to wish you just the most wonderful Christmas. 2021 has been another difficult year for many people. There's been so many bad news stories coming out of 2021 that it's hard to forget them. I think the big word is just Delta. What can we say about it other than the fact that there are not going to be many parents calling their daughter Delta for many, many years to come? Bad news coming out of Delta was the lockdown. And here in the western part of Sydney, it felt like it went on and on forever. Further west, the bad news was the mice plague. In other parts of the state, it was floods. But it wasn't all bad news. I want to remind us of some of the good news stories of 2021 as well. The first good news story was the vaccination against COVID. And so increasingly, as people were vaccinated, hospitalisation rates decreased, deaths decreased, and we were able to get out and do things that we used to be able to do. As for the floods, well, the floods happened because of the rain. We have had beautiful rain across the eastern seaboard of Australia. Rivers are flowing again. Dams and lakes are filling up. Bird life and fish life are coming back. In fact, the eastern seaboard is just bursting back to life. See, that's good news. Ash Barty won Wimbledon. That's brilliant news. But there was one story above all others this year that captured our attention and really touched our hearts. That good news story is, of course, Cleo Smith, the 4-year-old girl who went missing whilst camping in a tent where her parents were. WA police, federal police, SES and other volunteers got straight into it. They followed every lead, they searched wherever they could. But 1 week later, still no sign of her. And hopes began to fade. 2 weeks on, still no news. And not only had hopes almost disappeared, but by this time, people were beginning to expect that the very worst had happened. But then, the unexpected. She went missing on the 16th of October. And on Wednesday evening, on the 3rd of November, at 1 a.m., police broke into a house. They opened a door, and there was a young girl sitting there. Now, there is an audio recording of what takes place, and if you haven't heard it, it's worth listening to. It's so amazing and so filled with emotion. It's Detective Senior Sergeant Cameron Blaine. And you can tell that he knows this is Cleo. And you hear it in his voice as he asks her, because he has to. He says, "What is your name?" And there's no response. And very quickly he says again, "What is your name?" And again there's no response. And then he says, "What is your name, sweetheart?" And that does the trick. And she looks up at him. And you hear the words, "My name is Cleo." You see, that is the good news story of 2021. But what I want to say is that it's not the good news story of history. There are angels who come to a group of shepherds. and they say, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." You see, this is good news of great joy for all people, and can I add, not only for all people, but for all eternity. And that good news is that today a Saviour has been born to you. I just want to make it really clear that the good news of Christmas is not that it is Christmas. The angels did not say, "I declare to you great news of a holiday," or "great news of a present," or "cricket matches," or "great news of a fat man with a white beard who takes the credit for your generosity." The good news is that today a Saviour is born to you, and that his name is Jesus Christ. And our celebration of Christmas serves only one purpose, and that is to point us to him. The shepherds did not celebrate Christmas. They went to see the newborn Christ. The wise men didn't bring presents for Christmas. They came to worship the Christ. The good news story for all people and for all time is that God has come near. John in his gospel opens with those words. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was with God in the beginning. And in verse 14 he says, "The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." The Apostle John places the story of Christmas not on one day. John places the story of Christmas, this good news, in eternity. It started in eternity and it will last for eternity. This story that we call the gospel, this declaration of good news, is a story that you and I are invited to not only to listen to, but also to participate in. As much as we might like to keep God distant, as much as we might like to confine God to stories from the past or shut him up in churches or imagine that he lives just somewhere far away in heaven, that is not where he is. In Jesus Christ, God came near. People came and touched him. People sat down and ate with him. They did not find him aloof. They were not scared away by his majesty. In Jesus Christ, God came near, and those he came near to were never the same again. A despised woman at a well finds hope. A distraught widow finds her son's life restored. A dishonest tax collector finds salvation. God has come near. God is near. And perhaps in the midst of this year, for all that it has been, you've sensed that. For some of you, this year has brought great joy. This will be your first Christmas with your first child. This will be your first Christmas with your spouse. This will be your first Christmas where you welcome a grandchild to the table. And yet for others, this has been a really difficult year. There is a sense of grief and loss as we come to Christmas, because there will be someone missing, a spouse, a parent, perhaps even a child, a good friend. But whatever life has brought and whatever life will bring, the good news is that God is present, that God is with us. He came to us in the person of Jesus Christ, and he remains with us by his Spirit. And whatever feelings this Christmas bring, whatever concerns that the new year might have for you, the good news is that we do not do it alone. God is present. He is near to each one of us. And there is another aspect of the good news that I want to share. And that is that Jesus Christ came to restore us to God's family. Cleo's mum, Ellie, when Cleo was reunited with them, said, "Our family is whole again." And the good news is that we have a God who will not rest until we are restored to his family. He knows where we are, and he knows our name. We all desire to find a sense of belonging, a sense of belonging amongst family or friends or any community. The good news is that Christmas reminds us that ultimately we belong to God. Jesus came near so that we might know God, absolutely. But more than that, he came near that we might come into relationship with God. The Apostle John says that all who receive Jesus, all who believe in him, are given the right to be called children of God. And the good news about that is that we don't earn our place in God's family. It is the gift that Jesus gives us when he died on the cross. The Apostle John also wrote the words, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have life, life eternal with God." God knows our name, and he invites us to join his family, to sit at his table. It's where we belong. The good news is not that it's Christmas. The good news is that God has come to dwell among us in the person of Jesus Christ. He came as a baby, but he lived as a man. He showed us the way to God, and his death brought forgiveness for all who believe. So this Christmas, let's make it about Jesus. He is good news, not only for this season, but for all eternity. May God bless you all.
Silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wandering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. The blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide in us, our Lord Emmanuel. When all was lost, God made a way for us. The Savior King Emmanuel has come. When all was lost, God made a way for us. The Savior King Emmanuel has come. He's come.
I love that extra chorus, eh? When all was lost, God made a way for us. The Saviour King, Emmanuel, has come. I just go, that is amazing that, you know, that when we were separated, that God stepped down to connect with us, to make a way for us to come back into relationship with Him. And I just think, no matter where you're at this Christmas season, you know, whether you've had a great year, a bad year, a good year, or what, whether you love Jesus or you don't love Jesus or you're on a journey, I just want all of us to know that God is for you. He's not against you. He actually loves you and He wants to connect with you, and He's made a way for us to come into relationship with Him. And I just think that's good news for this season, eh?
Absolutely, yeah. And we really do want to reiterate Steve's invitation to reach out to the pastoral team if you want to chat through anything at all, whether that's about God or Jesus or life or faith. You can do that by going to the PBC website, but the pastoral team would genuinely love to hear from you and chat through whatever your thoughts are. So we're on the home stretch now, but before we sing our final song...
We don't want to get carried away because... We need to say thanks to a few people,
yes,
because,
definitely.
Like, we want to say thanks to those kids. They did that awesome job. I want to say thanks, Steve, for that awesome message that you've brought to us. And the band, they've done a stellar job.
Absolutely. And there's so many people behind the scenes as well to thank. Those who decorated, who lent gear, who filmed, who organized us and these microphones and everything. Thank you so much if you helped at all. And we'd also like to thank you who's watching along today. Without you, we wouldn't put this together. And we really pray and hope that you've been blessed by watching along today.
So without further ado, I think we should get ready for Joy to the World.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's like, Joy to the World. I think that's why they put us here.
Yeah, not singing.
We got a band, which is pretty cool. But let's all join together and bring this thing home, mm-hmm. That the King of Heaven and Earth has come to rescue us.
Absolutely. Let's do it then.
That's cool.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. Heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. We will sing. Joy to the world. We will sing. Joy to the world. The
and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love.
That's the end of our carol service. I've been staring at these things for the whole service. I'm going to crack into it.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you've been blessed by this carol service. And just a reminder, of course, you're very welcome to come to our Christmas service. We're going to be having services here in person or online as well. And so from everyone here at PVC, Merry Christmas to you.
And a Happy New Year.